Avon and Harper Audio present Deception by Selena Montgomery. Performed by Simone Day. Prologue. May 1991.
Oh, hell.
Finn muttered the forbidden oath, but she figured that at this point, the minor infraction wouldn't matter much, assuming she lived past the next few minutes.
Hell,
Kel murmured in dry, sleepy response.
It's 4 in the morning. You'll see hell if you're lucky.
She tucked her legs beneath her and propped her arms on her knees. In the adjoining twin bed with its white eyelet canopy, Julia snored lightly and evenly. Too lightly, too evenly. But Kel understood the pretense. If she'd had her way, she would have been pretending to be asleep too. No such luck. Instead, she took a deep breath and plunged.
Mrs. F., I know what this looks like,
she began in familiar refrain.
But if you'll just listen to Finn, I promise you she's got a good explanation.
I hope. Saying nothing, Eliza Faraday advanced into the spacious bedroom, the sunny yellow walls having no effect on the stony look she shot at Kel. Suitably cowed, Kel scooted back against the headboard and prepared to watch the show. The tableau told the story. Mullioned windows that opened out onto a veranda, conveniently located beside a massive oak tree. Finley Borders, one of the room's 3 inhabitants, leaning negligently against an ivory window frame, bare shoulders brushing the sheer curtains that covered the glass. Her tall, willowy form did not sport the pajamas or nightgown appropriate for an early Saturday morning. Instead, she wore a snug crimson top that hugged suspiciously ripe curves before disappearing into a jet black skirt that could have doubled as a handkerchief. A runner's graceful legs flaunted a brief expanse of toned skin before meeting high-heeled black leather boots that began at mid-thigh. At 17, the girl at the window resembled anything but. A woman's eyes had been expertly ringed with eyeliner, and the same practiced hand had slicked a berry red lipstick onto the wide, luxurious mouth. Black hair curled in wild profusion, framing a face that proudly announced a mélange of heritage. Eliza studied Finn, noting the bold brown eyes' defiant stare and the nearly imperceptible tremble of the reddened lips. Beyond the gauzy shears at the teenager's back, dawn crested, sunlight streaming over the wrought iron fence that surrounded the acres of the Faraday Center for Children. A dawn that had arrived with one of her young charges on the other side of its protection. It wasn't the first time, but heaven help them both, it had to be the last. She was getting too old for this.
Julia? Kel, outside, please.
Eliza issued the edict in the cool, even voice the residents all knew as the hard day tone. Julia, no longer feigning sleep, scrambled out of bed and dutifully tucked her feet into waiting slippers. A lavender nightgown settled around her diminutive form, and she shot Finn a look of pained sympathy. Finn caught the look, and her stubborn scowl softened. Defiantly, she sent back a saucy wink. Amused and concerned, Julia smiled encouragingly and scurried to the door. More slowly, Kel flipped away the covers. At the grand old age of 16 and 2 days, she already had her life's plan. Public defender, then
sample complete. Ready to continue?